doing our chadash. We finished pretty much Kafira Records, all the psichas. Basically, what the Maral does is he goes with the Seder Megillah, and he uses the Gemara, being that the Gemara goes Kafira Seder Megillah, he uses the Gemara's Chazal to go along with it, and he explains it like he always does. But that's the system used in our chadash. So, first piece of Gemara, so it brings the first piece of Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph from Megillah. Amar Reb Levi, Achiv Shal Roish or Ben Gila Shal Roish. He was a brother and like-minded to someone else who was a different melech. And let's just step back a second. When learning in their mitzvah, we saw that the concept of Dalad Malchius is a very central concept in the whole mahalach of the Golos and Gula. The Golos and Gula was not only not random Klapei Klal Yisrael, but there was a mahalach of Umas Olam that were ready to be Meshuvah to Klal Yisrael. So you had Nebuchadnezzar, you had Achashverosh, you had Yavan, and you have Malchus Edoim. The order, Malchus Achashverosh and Malchus Nebuchadnezzar are very, very much in sync. You see, they're both part of the Golos following Bayis Rishon. In other words, you have Bayis Rishon, you have the Churban through Nebuchadnezzar, followed by Malchus Paras, within which you had the return to Eretz Yisrael, and then Yavan came much later, and then Edom came later. So they come together. You see that as soon as Nebuchadnezzar is killed, the Malchus passes over to the Malchus Bavel passes over. So as Evel Merodach is killed, it passes over to Paras. You see that the Gemara says Vashti was a granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. There was an affinity between two Malchus, and Chazal darshan here and Achiv Shal Roish. Meaning he was of the same nature. And some point later, we'll see what the similarity was. That's a Rosh Hashnikra Roish. Shenema Antu Rosh Didahava. Nebuchadnezzar was called a Roish in the dream of Daniel. He was the head of gold on top of the statue. Uben Gilosh Roish Nebuchadnezzar Harak Vubigesh Larik. And he was similar to Nebuchadnezzar in that they both wanted to kill. And let's just get the flavor, the sense of it. The killing that they wanted to kill was a result of their being the head. Now, being the head of the statue represented a certain ra, a certain potential of ra, and Nebuchadnezzar and Achshveirosh was similar in their sense. Because one of the things we need to ask ourselves is every time there's an umma that wants to kill Klal Yisrael, what's the motive? Where's it coming from? So it says there was similarity. They wanted to build it. They got permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then it was retracted. That's one. So Rav Levi points out the similarity to Nebuchadnezzar. That's the meaning of Achashverosh. Reb Chanina Shmuel Amar Shehushru Pneim Sheisol B'Yomer Keshulik Deira, that Klal Yisrael's face became as black as a Kdeira, that's Achashverosh, meaning the Tsar that was caused to Klal Yisrael is the name Achashverosh. Reb Chanina Amar Shekol Hashem Askiro Oime Ach L'Roishoi, that anyone, as somebody says Achashverosh, he sort of always uses a little term afterwards, like Rachman al-Lazan, so to speak. Everybody came poor. Okay, so that's the Lashon, that's the Chazal here. What are the points that Yisrael makes? Pirish. Zema Shema Ochiv Shal Roish, that he was a brother of somebody called Roish Atzloima. Kivuchad Netzach v'Hashverosh Heim Shovim V'Doimim B'Koyach Memshalton. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar and Achashverosh were both similar in that there was a focus on a single king. For instance, if we ask ourselves who is the Melech of Yavan, we don't know offhand, In other words, we know Alexander at some period of time, we know different generals, but there's no mention because there's no melech that's identified as him. Same thing with Edom. There were leaders, but they weren't. It wasn't the malchus was not a function of the leader. The leader was a function of the malchus. So Achashverosh is similar to Netzach in that it's focused on a person rather than on a country. So he says the first one says that Doim Mekayam Shaltot Va'Oimani, and this is we need to understand. This is significant in many ways, and he's going to speak more about it. It's significant in what the Nekud of Ra in Achashverosh is, where the Zelu Umasa in Klal Yisrael is, and how it played out. So the first Madiyama Rav Levi says it's the Koyach of Malchus that is expressed over here. One. V'ayman ish eshray lezeh misev Daniel. It's a Chayesh Shnia Omer. It says V'aru and they repaired Chavya Achray Tinyana. A second animal appeared. Ubishlish Lomat Lisa. On the third one, it doesn't say a third. Shemoyrika Shnia Dem Lo Yishayna. In other words, when you say the second, there's some similarity to first. If I say Reuven came, then I say Shimon came, Levi came, it doesn't imply any similarity. But I say Reuven was first and Shimon second, it's part of some set. So the fact that the second Malchus is called second means it's aligned somewhere with Nebuchadnezzar. Lefika Matanyana. Meforosh of Levi, Kishem Achashverosh Meiral Ika Malchus Achashverosh, Shem Malchus Bimaznayim Shokol Agmach Tvetzah Rasha. That it was parallel and equal to Nebuchadnezzar Malchus. Lefika Korisim Achim. And that's why they were called brothers, meaning there's something, they're similar, they have the same cut. Val Nebuchadnezzar Omet says Antu Roshi Dahava, Vekach Malchus Paras Nidmele Kesef. Vekesef Zoimim Achim Yachdachol Mokom. So even though gold and silver are different, but we're always talking in the same breath. Much gold and silver, many gold and silver, and so on, as opposed to metal or to cheres, which is not of the same kind at all. Vezer raya ki hamelach hashveir shahoya mimachi paras doimur ha-netzach. Vikom alam shu'ach ha-shal roish. Vemisnagdim el Yisrael. Vedoveze yadua ki Nebuchadnezzar v'chashveir misnagdim l'kdushas Yisrael. The thing that they were against was kdushas Yisrael. L'chach zechriv v'zeh mevakesh l'hachriv. Let's stop a second and talk about this. The two that wanted to be machriv, the Beis HaMikdash, were Achashverosh and Nebuchadnezzar. Let's describe some of the inyanim of the Malchus and so on. Nebuchadnezzar was machriv Beis HaMikdash, Achashverosh stopped it, and the Maral says because both were misnagid to Kedushas Yisrael. The truth was that in some ways Rome was a bigger machriv. So where's the difference between Rome, which is machriv kedushas, which is machriv Beis HaMikdash, and the churban lasted much longer? So I think the key word over here is the kedushas Yisrael. In other words, you're talking about the nekudas roish in Klal Yisrael. They're connected the roish of a pestle, of an avodah zarah, of bad. And both of them are mechavim keneged the roish, except one is gold, one is silver, and so on. Nebuchadnezzar tried to make himself into an avodah zarah, and it was the ra shabbai was avodah zarah, the whole sipra dvarim over there, the Nil, and so on. And Achashverosh seemed to be arayis taiva, and so on. Yavon, we saw about Chochma and so on, and Edom is about Ra Mitzaratzma. But the Koyach, even though Edom and Nebuchadnezzar were both Machriv, the Beis HaMikdash, they came from two different directions. The Koyach of Malchus Edom was pure hashchasa, the Maral says. In other words, if you saw something nice, you destroy it. For instance, if I take, what's the driving force of somebody who's a vandal? The answer is he wants to destroy. He just the idea of destroying things that are nice, good, beautiful, it's a koach that's purely ra. And that was the koach in Edom, and that's why in one chalom he has claws of iron, because iron is the destructive metal. Gold and silver are, they wanted, Avodah Zarah dehers a certain chshivas, it dehers something good, they wanted from themselves. Nebuchadnezzar was Baal Avodah Zarah, and they didn't, in other words, Klal Yisrael shouldn't have the Beis HaMikdash with their God, Nebuchadnezzar should be the God. That's one nekud of Kedushas Yisrael. And the second part of it is the musig of Kedusha and Klal Yisrael, which is reflected in Kedusha in Taiva and so on, that's where the Achashverosh can be oike. So the inyanim we find about Achashverosh is Nenu Mitzur Meisir Rasha, Vashti, Esther was taken, the Beis HaMelech, all the inyanim of Kedusha, Elekeim Shal Eyin Usayna Zima, we find two things, the word Zayna, to be Zayna applies to two things, Tavod Zara, and to Arayas. Both of them are called Znus, and the reason is because it's something that's mafrid the Dveikus of Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So both these Malchias, Nebuchadnezzar and Achashverosh, try to separate Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in as much as the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum Chibur of Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the destruction of it lies either in dislodging the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kilo instead of a Kadosh Baruch Hu putting out for the Zara, or dislodging the bond of Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Arayas is something where Klal Yisrael loses its bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Arayas always loosens the bond between people. A person is Dovak Be'ishtoi, V'Dovak Be'ishtoi, an Eishes Ish is Kaddish to her Baal. Anytime you're Mezane, you break that Kesha. So Klal Yisrael, when it's Mezaneh Mipchinas Arayas and being Nenem Sosar HaShverosh, loosens their bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so both of them were Machrivim in the sense, not in the Edom sense, where it's Hashchasa, because they're jealous of something good and they destroy it, but rather they try to supplant it, either with Avodah Zarah or loosens Klal Yisrael's bonds like Bilam did with the Inyanim of... with the Mizana and so on. So he says, "Lekach zeh zeh vakshach v'yesh kan dal chachamim." You have four chachamim shekol echad dorash moshe chashveres. V'akol mas. Okay, so you have four chachamim. Each one dash chashveres' name. So now he's asking, why are they so keen on dashing chashveres' name? It says, "V'akol mas kim kishmei moira." So Yitzim and Aseder Royal Melech, Kimur Hashem Shehula Sadikim, Hashemur Hashem Ala Floga Bemaila, Veitzal Rosh Hashem Al Shu Yitzim and Aseder Royal. So, just like there are two things here. First of all, the Seder of Psukim, in other words, the Maral is asking where were Chachamim Medayik from the Psukim, all of these drashas, like why. So, the klal is, when you start a topic, you pinpoint the nekuda. If the point was Klal Yisrael suffered from the king of Persia, because the king of Persia was strong and difficult and mean and so on, it just started Vayhi b'mei haMelech Shalparas or Melech Achashverosh. It says, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. I mean, in the days of Achashverosh. Who's Achashverosh? Why is he important? Who Achashverosh? HaMolech Moedah Akush. He happened to have a lot of power. He was sort of king of the world. it's logically, that's not the point. The point is, the king of the world, whose name happens to be Achashverosh, you got it. The fact that Yisrael Achashverosh means we're identifying a certain entity. There was a time of a person called Achashverosh, and the name of big people, whether it's Toiv or Ra, have in themselves a special yichud. A, because the name of a person is not coincidence. Sometimes also the pasuk uses a name that may not have been even the right name. Like Moshe has seven names, and all the names are names that are different types of attributes. So whenever the Torah singles out a name, and over here the Torah is being madgish, the Torah says in the day of Achashverosh, something about Achashverosh, that so it's going to be in the name. Vashem Baal Mahus, Opligi Ma Mahus Achashverosh. So the question was, what is Achashverosh? And it's, again, it's not important for us to know what Achashverosh was. We don't keep his yard site, and we don't, learn his Sfarim HaKadoshim. It's important because understanding what the Golus was, what the Chet HaKal Yisrael was, the whole picture is when you understand, by understanding what the Ra is, we understand where we're coming from. Ladas Ra Vashemera Goydel Mahusay. It's to teach us how big of a Malchus it was. Well, the Kachdash HaKashverosh Achav Shal Roish. Shmuel Sava, ki ika Hashem Shreish hu moira mashkozu migil azois. Kein sofik mashkozu migil azois hu dover godl mo'oid, v'roi lovo Hashem al zeh, o lekach omer shehushcha pneim shah Yisrael b'tsoimu v'tainis, v'ze ika migil oshuska v'agoid la tzora shil Yisrael. So, the first mandiyama, Levi says, that Rav says, that it's something which it's teaching me the godless of the Malchus, and that's the point of it. The Shmuel holds that it's going on the Megillah. Vayim Achashverosh is the introduction to Megillah. The Megillah is the story of the Tzara of Klal Yisrael and the Geula. So the name Achashverosh, the significance of Achashverosh is this piece of his life, which is the pain that he inflicted on Klal Yisrael. So therefore it says Hushchap Neim Shasor B'Tzayim Tainis means that this is he's called Achashverosh as the Metzayer of Klal Yisrael. Reb Chanina Sovek Hashem Roish Shemoyri Mutzarek Mirosho Valdova Zeh Roish Shav Hashem Olekach Dora Shenika Achashverosh Hakol Oimim Ach L'Roishoy Shei Roshe Gomer. So he says that the name is going to tell us whether he's a tzaddik or rasha. In other words, is this coming from a mahalach of Toiv or Ra? And Ach L'Roisha means that he was a rasha. Rabbi Yechna Sovek Ika Hashem Ubal Hogas Malchusoy Shei Noigim Nei Adam Val Zeh Omar Kan Hogas Malchusoy Shakol Hoyu Nasim Roshim B'Yomav Lefi Shei Matal Misim Aleim Kirchsiv Ayosim Masal Oretz Ulekach Hakol Nasim Roshim B'Yomav. Let's talk a little bit about this also. Eat a lot of meat. I want to talk about this point also. There's a parash. So he says he's called a melech because everybody became impoverished in his days. It's called a Achashverosh, I'm sorry, because everybody became impoverished. It's called Nasim Roshim B'Yamav. And he says, why? Because they put Misim, like it says, the end of the Megillah. It's interesting. Vasim Masala Oretz. There's a parasha called Parashas HaMelech, which is what Shmuel tells Klal Yisrael about when they asked for a Melech, and he gave him Shol. He told him, well, let me read to you the riot act. This is what a melech is going to do. He's going to take your fields, he's going to take your daughters, he's going to take your children, put in the army. He's really, really going to be authoritarian and take everything. That's the Parshas Melech. And the halacha is, that is the halacha. A melech can take, certainly can, and maybe even does, do all these things. So what's the pshat in that chelek? So there are two people that possess a master key, a key that fits every lock in the building. One is the custodian, and the second one is a ganef, and some talmidim here and there. But by and large, I had a roommate who was like a busybody in his ways and so on and so forth, always and everything. And my other roommate, he was very annoyed with him once, and he said, he was a Levi, my other roommate, and he said, you know, when I'll be Levi, I'm not going to let you in. And then he said, on second thought, you'll probably get the keys somewhere anyway. But having everything, having access to everything, is either because it's all yours, you take it for yourself, or because you're in service every place. Pchinas Malchus has nothing of its own, and everything of everyone else's. So, in a certain sense, the Melech has everything. It starts, Malchus starts with sucking up everything. There's nothing that stands apart from the Melech. That's the first Bechina Malchus. The second Bechina Malchus is that he uses it for everybody. In other words, an effective Melech, Shlomo Melech also took everything, but everybody became very wealthy. When Malchus is Kitikunoi, what you take is enriches everybody, because you're not taking it for yourself, you're building roads and ports and economic welfare and so on and so forth. That's when it's Kitikunoi. When it's not Kitikunoi, which usually it's not, it stays in the Malchus pocket and everybody becomes impoverished. So Achashverosh's Malchus was a Malchus Mikulkelis. Achashverosh is called Melech. More than anyone else, he's called Melech over and over again in over here. And it's his Malchus stands Keneged a Malchus Mikulkelis. It's interesting that Mordechai came from Shaul HaMelech, that they're coming from the first Malchus in Klal Yisrael, and it's Zelu Maseh with this Malchus of somebody who is a bad Melech. And the Malchus Achashverosh, Hakol Nasim Rosh, it ends with Misim on Asyam. In other words, the Mohus of his Malchus is Kuloi taking and not giving. There's an extraordinary Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara gives an example of Nedarim that a person makes that are not meant to be taken seriously, but he says it to threaten, like to get a point across. One, if a person says, I'm answering everything if you don't give me something, like treat me to something, or vice versa, if you will not come to eat in my house, everything will become usser, or if you will not invite me, you also become usser. And we say it's more of a threat, because a person doesn't want to be in a position where he's either constantly treating the other person or constantly being treated without being able to reciprocate. The Gemara's solution is like this. What does the Gemara describe? If for somebody who is, where my relationship with a friend is, that my friend is constantly treating me, but doesn't want to take anything from me. He's inviting me always for Shabbos, never wants to eat me for Shabbos. So he says, Lav Kalba, no, I'm not a dog that I'm always taking and not giving. What's the flip side? For somebody who's always treating and never taking, is Lav Malka, no. The Kayahivna, I don't remember the Lashon, that I'm not a melech that I can keep writing the checks and not get anything in return. But the Lashon is, a melech is someone that seems to be able to give boundlessly. That's sort of the sense of it. I mean, the Pashto Pshat means because it just has a lot of money and so on, but there's something there. It means that Pchinas Malchus has nothing of its own, can absorb everything, and therefore can give everything back. That's really Pchinas Malchus. A melech has all the resources of the nation to be used for the nation, and therefore that's Malchus Kirkunai. Achashverosh was a melech Russia, and his Malchus was whatever he took stayed in his pocket and nothing out. So those are the four Pchinas of Achashverosh. In other words, when we start with a pasuk, Vayimi Achashverosh, the first thing is we're being magdir that his Mahus Achashverosh. There was in the time of Achashverosh. As a person, he wasn't important. So Bal Korchok, there's a title there, there's a name, there's a description in the name that gives out his Mahus. Now the question is, what's the nekuda that's important? Is the nekuda that this is Goydla Malchus in terms of his ability, therefore, to totally surround Klal Yisrael? He's an Achav Nebuchadnezzar. Is the chshivas here that's in Rishas? Is the chshivas here the fact that he imposed Tsar on Klal Yisrael? Or the chshivas was that it was a gili of a certain type of kilkul of Malchus to the extreme? Those were what the formulator wanted. We'll see tomorrow. He has another understanding of the different aspects of Achashverosh. Okay, we'll hold it here.